Officially launching the Families and Communities for the Elimination of Pediatric HIV in Zimbabwe, or FACE initiative, Minister of Health and Child Welfare Henry Madzorera and American Ambassador Bruce Wharton talked about the initiative's goals to reduce pediatric HIV in Zimbabwe. The objectives of the five-year, $60 million grant are to reduce the rate of mother-to-child HIV transmission from 14% to less than 5% by 2015 and to provide 90% of HIV-positive pregnant women with life-saving antiretroviral drugs. Ambassador Wharton said the FACE program will offer critical life-saving support for the women and children of Zimbabwe through various initiatives to support the prevention of the mother-to-child transmission. Ambassador Wharton said the U.S. government remains committed to supporting Zimbabwe's health sector.
But the leadership shown by the Ministry of Health has created strong partnerships with donors and improved health services since 2008. And my government is proud of our role in this partnership, which has not wavered even during difficult times. We work very closely with the ministry to build the capacity of the health sector through the development of sound policies and the training of health workers.
Ambassador Wharton said the U.S. government will provide nearly $95 million over the next years to support critical prevention, care, and treatment interventions in Zimbabwe.
Our budget, the U.S. budget to support Zimbabwe's fight against HIV/AIDS, has doubled since 2008. In 2013 alone, we will be investing over $95 million in this important health initiative. With this funding, the U.S. government supports care and support, treatment, prevention, and Government of Zimbabwe health system strengthening.
Health Minister Dr. Madzorera said the Zimbabwe government values what he called a continued partnership with the American government.
I'm pleased that we have gathered here to celebrate the ongoing support of the U.S. government through USAID. Over the years, we have received significant technical support for the implementation of our flagship program in PMTCT, among other health programs.
Dr. Madzorera said the U.S. government has been unwavering in its support to Zimbabwe's health sector.
Today's joyous celebration marks yet another important milestone in our fight against HIV/AIDS. It is a celebration. We are celebrating the coming together of FACE Pediatric HIV. We are celebrating the generosity of the U.S. government towards Zimbabwe in our fight against HIV/AIDS. And we want to thank once again the U.S. government for availing these funds to the Zimbabwean children and Zimbabwean families, and OFID for being a willing partner for the government of Zimbabwe. May our relationship live long.
The program, launched today, is being implemented by a consortium of non-governmental organizations led by the Organization for Public Health Interventions and Development, known as OPID. Other organizations implementing the grant are JF Kapnick Trust, the Southern African HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, and the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. FACE Initiative Director Patricia Mbetu said it was critical to reach children and their mothers with life-saving care, as more than 150,000 children are living with HIV in Zimbabwe.
To reach the target, there is a need for testing and treatment to be widespread and for health services to reach all pregnant women in need.
According to the U.S. Agency for International Development, the U.S. provides broad support for Zimbabwe to address HIV and AIDS, TB, malaria, and other health challenges. Since 2000, just to combat HIV and AIDS, the United States government has granted nearly $300 million to Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.